Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. How is 2022 treating you? I mean, it's literally crazy to think that we are so close to the year 3000. I think my listeners are really divided on whether or not this is going to be a better year than 2021, but no matter what happens, Hollywood headlines live on. Believe it or not, a lot has gone on in the last week, so grab your coffee and get ready because we are jumping right into everything that went on in Hollywood this past week. Here's what you missed. 2022 might just be the year of love since Josh Duhamel is now engaged to his girlfriend and former Miss World America, Audra Mari. He asked her in a very sweet way. They were at the beach and this bottle washed up on shore and it had a note in it, which was basically him asking her to spend the rest of it, her life with him. Very cute, huge ring, everything you'd expect. But also, former American Idol judge and current judge of America's Got Talent is now engaged. That's right, Simon Cowell is now engaged to his longtime girlfriend, Lauren Silverman. The pair have been together for almost 2 decades, so it's about time for this. Also, after a dramatic breakup with Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello met up with him in Miami, and they were seen in their element on a nature walk. Where else? So they left separately and didn't post any pictures together, but it is weird that they were vacationing at the same time in the same spot very soon after their split. So I know that they say they're still good friends, but judging by their internet makeout video, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a romantic reunion. Also, after being very public about her extremely rocky relationship, One Tree Hill's Jana Kramer has debuted her new man, and the two look very happy. Also on the topic of love, Reese Witherspoon's daughter, Ava Phillips, recently went live to answer fans' questions, and when one person asked her if she likes men or women, she says that she just likes people, not genders. And at the time of this recording, Reese Witherspoon hasn't said anything, but I'm sure that she's very proud of her daughter for normalizing this. Lastly, on the topic of love in Hollywood, I'm not even really going to cover it because we all know that Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox got engaged with a very controversial green diamond. Let me know by DMing me on Instagram how you feel about that ring and that proposal. Is it staged? Is it too much? And will they last? All right, a lot is going on in the television world this week, from awards to reboots. So to start off, the iconic sitcom Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is getting a reboot, and it's going to be very, very different from its initial show. This will be called Bel-Air, and it's a drama that dives into the layers of the main character. Since a lot of the original show was about Will Smith's real life, this version will also be about him, but obviously played by someone else. Instead, the real-life Will Smith is going to be a mentor to the young actor who's playing him. And about this, he says, quote, "I'm looking forward to being an asset for you in this process as you build your life and your career," unquote. Right now, they've signed 2 seasons and it will stream on Peacock. What's better is that the show is being co-produced by Jada Pinkett Smith, Will's wife. So maybe give it a shot when it premieres on February 13th. Also, what most people thought was a one-hit wonder is coming back for a season 2 with a new star-studded cast. No, I'm not talking about Mayor of Easttown, unfortunately. It's actually White Lotus, and the first name in the cast list is Aubrey Plaza. And while this news is huge, there are also rumors that our OG Jennifer will be returning. And let's be honest, she made the show what it is. But it's also said that the setting will be very different. It's no longer going to be in a tropical resort in Hawaii. So I guess we'll have to give it a try once this season comes out, because season 1 was so good. And we've been seeing this shift towards streaming services really taking off, but we're seeing it so much so, even for awards. For example, it was announced that the Grammys will be indefinitely postponed and that all Sundance in-person events are canceled. And as we know, the Golden Globes were virtual this year with no live audience to protect the masses from the recent COVID spike. But the awards were still held, and in case you missed it, here are the major winners for 2022. Best Picture Drama went to The Power of Dog. West Side Story won Best Picture for a Musical. Best Actress went to Nicole Kidman. Best Actor went to Will Smith, my man. Andrew Garfield and Rachel Zegler won Best Actor and Actress for a Musical. Best Animation was Encanto. No Time to Die won Best Soundtrack, that's Billie Eilish. Best Drama Series went to Succession. Hacks got Best Musical. Kate Winslet won Best Actress for a TV Show for Mayor of Easttown. And Michael Keaton won Best Actor for a TV Show for Dopesick. Other winners for Best Actor and Actress for TV shows in specific categories were Jeremy Strong, Jean Smart, Jason Sudeikis, and Sarah Snook. And I have to note that Oh Young-soo won Best Supporting Actor for his role in Squid Game and made history as the first ever South Korean to win. And my last bit of movie news goes to Spider-Man No Way Home, which grossed $1.4 billion this weekend, making it one of the biggest films of all time and making Zendaya and Tom Holland more than just a great couple, but some of the biggest actors of our generation. Duh. In music news, it was confirmed by Billboard that the headliners for Coachella 2022 will be Billie Eilish, Harry Styles, Swedish House Mafia, and Kanye West. If he doesn't go to jail, since, you know, he's facing 6 months for battery. After 2 years of cancellation and being virtual, they're sure that it's going to happen this year in April, but I have a feeling they might also stream it for those who can't attend or don't feel comfortable going. Also in musician news, Demi Lovato revealed that she has a new tattoo, and it's not exactly what you would expect. It's actually a giant 3D spider on her head. Yep, I'm not making that up. There isn't a ton of information on it, like what it means or why exactly she did it, but she sure did do it, and you can find pictures of it online. Lastly, not sure if this is music or TV news, but Dylan Minnette, the lead singer of The Wallows and star of Scream and 13 Reasons, is getting a ton of hate online right now. It's actually because he wore a sweater shirt to the Scream premiere, and apparently that offended a lot of people. Not sure why, because it's definitely his style and looked great on him, but Dylan did respond to the haters by saying, quote, "To everyone absolutely demolishing me for, quote, underdressing to the Scream premiere red carpet, it wasn't a premiere. Our premiere was sadly canceled. Of course I would have dressed for the occasion if it were a premiere, sillies. This was a standard press junket day where there was no pressure on what the dress code was, and there was a group photo being taken midday with one photographer. I also had no idea that there would be a red carpet, and that also is just a very unfortunate video of me. So let's just leave Dylan alone and go see Scream in theaters this Friday." Switching gears one last time, I just want to give you some updates on those we lost recently. The autopsy did come back for Betty White, and it appears that she suffered a stroke 6 days before she passed away. Her cause of death was complications due to that stroke, and it's reported that she died peacefully in her sleep. Also this week, we shockingly lost Bob Saget. He was found unresponsive in the middle of the night in his hotel room after doing a stand-up routine and attending an after-party. We still need to wait on his official cause of death to come out after the autopsy is performed, but it's said at this time that there was no foul play or drugs involved. At this time, the entire Full House cast, as well as basically half of Hollywood, has spoken out saying that he was a wonderful person. Jimmy Kimmel delivered a tearful speech about his friend Bob, and Pete Davidson even said that he was someone who really helped him a lot during his mental health struggles. He was very young, and he left behind a wife, daughters, and many, many friends. In much less devastating news, Robert Durst, the prolific killer who is also known as the Jinx, has died in jail. If you've not watched the documentary The Jinx, you definitely should. It will change your perspective on people and how they can lie. And finally, not exactly sure what type of news this is, maybe it's just a slap in the face about how old we are and how much time has passed, but this week Lizzie McGuire officially turned 21 years old. So just take that in. That's it for this week's headlines. Don't forget you can read more details on each by clicking the link in the show notes. If you see any headlines you want covered or have thoughts on this week's, DM me on Instagram at MeganTheMorningPodcast. And I'll be back next week to catch you up on the latest pop culture news.